Hello, on this episode of Still Loading, we're back, kids. Welcome back. Just me for now, but we're back. We're alive. We're doing stuff again. Yes. Sorry for the long hold off, guys. We've just been crazy busy. I can't say we've been productive, but we've just been busy. Life. I moved out of my parents' house, so still Justin living on my own for the first time. Justin and I are actually roommates. My girlfriend doesn't like to drive over here, but you know, whatever. It's cool. You can't win everything. But sorry for not really keeping up to date. Sorry for those who are actually interested in our opinion, for the few people who listen to this. Thank you for listening, and if you're actually listening to this again, thank you for tuning back in, or whatever the heck you want to call this. And you can't really tune into a podcast, but you get the idea. So let's just do a little bit of housekeeping. I have no idea how often we're going to be able to post. That's the first thing I want to get off the bat. I'm hoping to have big episodes every other week, like, you know, hour to an hour and a half long ones. We'll find topics. I was trying to do big episodes on the every other week and small ones and in between, but it was just getting too much of a commitment, basically. So we're just going to kind of scrap that and see what we can get. We'll just post when we post. We're going to definitely try to post every Monday at least. I think that's when we used to. I don't even remember. It's been like 6 months or something crazy like that. So we are planning on, at least Justin's not here right now, but maybe bring some more guests in. I don't know what exactly our plan is for this yet, but we're going to see what we can figure out. So what have we been up to? Well, Justin and I have been hitting up tons and tons of conventions. Well, shouldn't say tons. Tons for us. We usually only go to like one a year. So far this year we went to three. We went to ZenkaiCon in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We went to Anime Next in New Jersey. And we also hit up Too Many Games in Oaks, PA. All of them were pretty good. Anime Next was a little bad just because they're way overcrowded, but they're moving to a bigger location next year, so in Atlantic City as opposed to Somerset, Jersey, so that'll hopefully be better. Too Many Games was amazing, as it was last year. It just keeps getting better. Added probably the rarest game I own now to my collection. I got finally owned Final Fantasy 3/6 to my collection. I got a complete in the box for Super Nintendo. It was like a $120-some-odd, but it was worth it, you know. So now I can actually finally play it in the way I wanted to, on the Super Nintendo as opposed to an emulator. So here's to start, and I just gotta, you know, find time. Work's been crazy lately because I got promoted, so yay, golf clap, ooh, I'm not really important still, but whatever, promotion's a promotion. I have to work a lot more hours, so it's been a huge adjustment, because I got the promotion right when I moved in. Like I said, that was about 6 months ago now, so I've been trying to adjust for 6 months, and so has Justin, so it's been a crazy, crazy couple months, but overall, everything's pretty freaking awesome. So what's to look forward to? Well, to be brutally honest, not really brutal, but totally honest, I have no damn idea. We are planning on we have to come up with new topics. If you guys have any suggestions on topics, if you care to hear our opinion about it, even if it's something we've never really talked about, let us know. I'll gladly do some research, dig in, maybe try a couple of the games. Who knows, maybe we'll branch off from games. Maybe we'll do something with movies. I'm a huge Jackie Chan fan. I've always wanted to do something on like his movies, but that wouldn't really fit the Still Loading podcast. Maybe like have a sister podcast called Still Tracking, where we talk about VHS tapes. I don't know. But it'll be an interesting couple months, hopefully, if we can get this back on the ground. Maybe we can start doing our Let's Plays again. It's finding time. That's the sad thing is, being adult freaking sucks. It blows. I just don't enjoy it. It sucks having to pay bills. It sucks having to, like, worry about rent and all this other horse shit. It's just not fun. But on the bright side, I am on my own now. I am doing better than before. So hopefully we can keep this going on. Sorry for, you know, kind of rambling a bit there, but still kind of trying to get back into this podcast feel. It's just something different I haven't done in a while. So topics that I am thinking of, well, maybe I can, hold on. What do we got here? What do we got? You know what? I'll talk a little bit about collecting in general, because that's what Too Many Games was all about for me. I got a bunch of awesome new games, picked up a bunch of cool stuff. My big prize, not this weekend, it wasn't this weekend, it was a couple weekends ago now, but like I said before, was Final Fantasy III Complete in the Box. But another mission I had this year was trying to expand my Genesis collection, because I only have about 6 or 7 games, as opposed to like my NES. My NES, I actually have a ton now. This was a cool update. I was able to score a ton. Oh, there's a police siren. Can't you see I'm trying to podcast? Well, here, you po-po pieces of shit. Okay, so I got a box of 30 NES games complete. It was like 32 or something, complete in the box, for like $250, which I still have to pay the person, but $250, right? So we're looking at 32 games. Some of them complete in the box. It was Mega Man 3. They had DuckTales. They had Super Mario Brothers 2 and 3 complete in the box, which I already had 3 complete in the box before, but, you know, whatever. It had, like, Chippendale Rescue Rangers complete in the box. It had, I don't feel like getting the box out because it'll make too much noise, but it's a lot. It was pleasantly surprised. I was honest with the lady. I told her, I'm like, hey, if you can sell these things on eBay, you're going to be getting, like, $1,000 easily for everything in this box, because 32 games at around, like, $30 a pop, that's averaging. That's not including, like Mega Man 3, which is going to be worth way more than 30 complete in the box. So, you know, hey, but I got away with a steal. But besides that, at the convention, I diverged a bit, sorry. At the convention, I picked up, like, a bunch of new Genesis games. I got, like, Vector Man, which everyone tells me is really good. I haven't tried it just yet. Not at the convention, I did pick up Rocket Knight Adventures, which everyone tells me is another great platformer for the Genesis. So, I'm looking forward to try all of these. I got, like, Sonic 3D Blast, and I forget. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, the game. I don't know. For those who have never listened to or don't remember, I didn't really grow up with a lot of the 16-bit or 8-bit consoles. I started with the 64. My neighbor had the Genesis, and so they would play the Power Rangers movie, the game thing, and I was hooked on it. I loved their Genesis. I'd ask to go over to their house just to play the Genesis. I didn't give a crap about them. You know, screw them. They don't. It's a video game here. But yeah. So I don't. I mean, the con was really good. Overall, I mean, we got to see Mega Ran perform again. I might put some of his music in the outro for this. We'll see. But everything was pretty awesome. So. Sorry, this is kind of a boring little intro. Hopefully, you're somewhat interested in the patheticness of my gaming collecting. But, or game collecting, whatever. I can English, I swear. but we will be... I'm going to be brainstorming some new ideas for, like topics of podcasts. Hopefully, things are interesting. So far, I think our most popular one was the Final Fantasy ones for on the PlayStation, because... anyone who didn't get to grow up with a Super Nintendo like me, that was their first experience. So maybe now that I've played 2 and 3, once I beat 3 on the Super Nintendo, I'll do a retrospective. Well, not really much of a retrospective, but a little, like, look on those just to see how they held up to me, since I don't have that nostalgic filter to look at them through. I did play about a half an hour or three, and I really liked what I heard. I meant the music. I loved the music already, and it's my first time trying it. It's really freaking cool. Storyline's already got me pretty hooked. I just have, as the thing with every adult, find time to do anything. So hopefully next week I'll find an interesting topic, or whenever I'm able to post, in 2 weeks or so. Until then, have a good one.
Since my mother, she died. My father, a coward, how he tried to hide from the tribe. But I survived in Cosmo Canyon, companions of few. Boogin' hogging like a grandfather, and not calling that too. Knew what to do when the Turks came to capture a specimen. Contested them, but wasn't getting the best of them. I saved the day, but I was taken away. Tattooed with the numerals that later gave me my name. Prisoner imprisoned in the Shinra HQ, subjected to experiments.